We would like to learn the Mishnah in the fifth perek of Avos, Mishnah Yud Zayin. Very famous Mishnah. Kol machlokes shehi l'shem shamayim, sofo l'skayim. When the two sides of a controversy, each side is l'shem shamayim, then that controversy will continue to exist. Both opinions will persist. We will not reject one of the two. V'she'ena l'shem shamayim ein sofo l'skayim. Ezi machlokes l'shem shamayim. The Mishnah looks for a paradigm of a machlokes l'shem shamayim. Zo machlokes Hillel v'shamayim. V'she'ena l'shem shamayim. Zo machlokes Korach v'chol adoso. In understanding the phrase sofo l'skayim, we would like to quote an interpretation that is a little bit alpi Kabbalah. And that is, as you'll see in the Pesach Einayim, Sofo l'skayim. Shamati mashikosavu ha-mekubolim deli osid lovo yia halocha kibet shamai. Here's a whole new twist on Sofo l'skayim. It's not just that both opinions remain valid, but more than that, the opinion that we accept la halacha in this world, as we know it today, is Beis Hillel, but Liyosid Lov at the end of the days will pass like Beit Shammai. And that's what it means by Sofo l'skayim. Dibisof, Tiskayim Svaras Beit Shammai. The logic and the opinion of Beit Shammai will be accepted. The Elu V'elu Divilikim Chayim, both opinions are correct. Kmosha Kosvu, Rabbonei Tzorfas, Heviyam Aritva B'chidushav B'per Kama De'erifin. Now, Rabbi Yonah said Eibishitz is famous amongst many other books that he wrote for the Aros Dvash. And in Chelik Beis, he writes, Zoi Kavonas Chachmei HaMishnah Zal Machlokes Shammai Vil Sofo l'skayim Ki Afal Pisha Yom. Today in our time, Halacha Kibbeis Hillel, Dover Zetar, Beis Hillel paskin that this is tar. Yeah, zman, there will be a time period. Sheyeh tomei. That will paskin that it's tomei kedas Beit Shammai. Ki ein lecha dover she'ein lo zman umakom v'chein lehefach. And therefore he says, since this machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai, Shammai and Hillel is l'shem shamayim, is divrei shneim sofam l'skayim u'shneim emes. They're both teaching us the truth. Masha Einkein v'machlokes Korach v'adoso shecholak al Moshe b'tal shekula tchilis v'chadome lo haya v'yia me'olam. With regard to this opinion of Korach, where he gathers together his people and they're wearing garments that are made of total blue and asking whether they need a chut of tchilis to be added on each of the four corners, the answer is that opinion of Korach is absolutely outside of the pale of tradition. It's motivated not by the framework of Torah and for the purpose of achieving and revealing MS, but rather for self-centered, and therefore it's totally sheker. It doesn't have a place. Not here, not there, not in the future, not in the present, nowhere. V'lachein ein sof l'skayim. Ke'ola novel ve'anan kol. He uses a phrase from the Nusach HaTfila of Yom Noroim. Zoi machlokes Korach, v'zoi shalol l'shem shamayim v'havein. So we have here the two sources that both say this, present this understanding that sofo l'skayim means that eventually we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai. We'll see that on a purely halachic level, that's a little bit problematic. You know, the Torah somehow will accommodate Beit Shammai. How's that going to change and how's that going to work? Now, if we take a look at one of the old Sephardic achronim, I mean the early Sephardic achronim, the Rav Shlomo Bergalo, he says that kol machlokes shishem shamayim sofo l'skayim ki yotzusav bas kol v'yomru elu v'elu divrei l'kim chayim. With regard to the machlokes Beit Shammai, Beis Hillel, the Gemara tells us that the Bas Kol came out and formulated the very famous principle of Elu V'elu Divrei L'kim Chayim. And he says the following, Gam dire shama yeshlem shoresh lemala. In other words, in the higher worlds of Torah, there is a basis for Beit Shammai, for the opinion of Shammai. The im, and even though she'ein halacha kemosam b'olam hazeh, sofon l'skayim liyosid. And here he quotes the Arizal. So what we said in the name of the Mekubalim, that eventually the halacha will be like Shammai, that seems to be attributed back to the Arizal. And the Arizal said that liyosid lavo bizmana Mashiach tia halacha kibet Shammai v'divrei shneim kayim v'emes v'kodesh baruch hu afrish beinayu v'askim lon. So it means that up in Shemayim they agree that both opinions are valid and eventually will paskin like Shammai. Now let's take a look at one particular example of a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai. This is towards the end of Shas in Masechta Uktzin in Perek Gimel. And that is that Chalos Dvash Meimusai Metamos Mishumashke Beit Shammai Omrim Misha Yecharcher Beis Hillel Omrim Misha Yerasek Omer Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi Oser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchil L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Sholosh Meos V'Asor Olomos Shenemer Lahanchil Avayesh V'Yotzoseim Amalei Omer Rabbi Yishuv Ben Chalafta L'omotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Brocha L'Yisrael El HaSholom Shenemer Hashem Oz L'Yam Yitain Hashem Yivarech Sam Hashem. This is a very famous Mishnah because it closes the Shas. Now if you take a look at the connection here between the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah, and the question is, when's the Shear of Tumah as far as Chalos Dvash B'Toras Mashke? It could be that it's not coincidental that Machlokas is recorded in the very Mishnah that which is followed by the Mishnah of Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we have to know that although we're paskin like Beis Hillel for now at times, but Liyosid Lovo might change. That would be the approach, perhaps, of the various makoros that we saw till now. If you take a look in Rashi, first we'll look at the language of the Gemara in Sukkah, and Daf Gimel, Diomer Lecha, Mani, Beit Shammai, V'lo Tozuz Minei, B'Seder Rav Amram, Posach, B'Shisha Makomos, Halacha, Kibet Shammai. So this rule, that we have an ironclad rule, we always paskin like Beis Hillel, against Beit Shammai, might not be absolute. Rav Amram Gon seems to assume that in six cases we have an exception to the rule. We actually tip the scale in favor of Beit Shammai against Beis Hillel. Okay, now, before we go on to the Chasam Sofer and the Malbim, I want to just present the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. And this is in Perek Nun Aleph. It says, Ki Sora Me'iti Seitze, which literally sounds like the Torah comes from Hashem. I want to also add that pasuk in Yeshayahu is the subject of a comment of Rabbi Ovin in the Medrash Vayikra Rabba Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Chadosha Me'iti Seitze, and Chidushei Torah Me'iti Seitze. So when it says Torah Me'iti Seitze, it's not referring to the knowledge of Torah that we have, but rather to a Torah Chadosha. Now, what does that mean, a Torah Chadosha? So the Chasam Sofer is very bothered by this. We have Yud Gimel Ikrei Adas, the 13 principles of the faith, one of which is, Ani Mamin Be'emuna Shleima, Shezos HaTorah Lo Tehi Mukhlefes, V'lo Tehi Torah Acheres Meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So God as a creator gave us the Torah, and it will never be changed. Eich Zeh, how do we understand it? For Torah Chadosh Me'iti Teitzei, so perhaps to understand this, we can take a look at the Malbim. And this Malbim in Torah Or from Parshas Chukas writes the following. He says that the Arizal says that which we say, Halacha is like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai, that's going to change. And Mipnei Godel Ma'alosam Shalo Osku B'Torah Ha'olam Hazeh Klal. He says that we don't paskin like Beit Shammai, we don't paskin also in certain cases like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rashbi, that's because these Tanoim did not get involved in the Torah of this world. That's the Arizal. Kach b'Toras Olam Atzilus, there's a higher world, a supernal world up in the divine spheres, and that's where they dedicated, that's where their head was up in that cloud, in that high world. Ki haTorah mispashetes b'chol olam v'olam. The Torah starts from a very high world, and then it comes down into our world. V'heim nifridu min ha'olam. I said these were individuals who were very much cut off from the physical material world. V'asku b'toras ha'sichliyim ha'nifradim. They dealt with Torah on the level of sichliyim, of the pure spirits that were not physical at all. V'atorah kefi sodoseha bi'olamas helyonim. And they understood the Torah on the level of sod, of the secrets of the Torah that belong to the higher worlds. Hilchoseha, and its byways and its laws, mishunim mipinyoni ha'olam ha'gufni. They are different. They work with a different system and a set of regulations than the world of physicality, the finite world of flesh and blood. The Amru she bashamayim poskim beit shamay ukebeis ukreb shimba yochai. In many cases, up in Shamayim in the heavens, they pass like beit shamay against beit silel and like reb shimba yochai against the chachamim, because that's the world of Shamayim. But here we have a different set of rules that govern halacha, lo b'shamayim hi, and our halacha down in this world is determined by not his askus b'toras ha'sichliyim v'shamayim, but rather it's very much this world. The Torah is this worldly. And I'm reminded of the essay, famous essay by my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, Ish Halacha, in which he speaks about Matan Torah, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, came down and touched the mountain, so to speak. It means that the Torah was given for this world. Now, reading on here in the Malbim, he says, V'shekein yifsuku halacha lasid lavo, kishis pashtu hanefashos min agufim. We also love it. We're talking about a world of neshamos, not a world of gufim. Now the world down here will be a reflected image of the higher worlds, and the Torah that is appropriate for these worlds down here is the same Torah that's up there in Shamayim. And now we can understand, perhaps, as the Malbim, what this pasuk in Yeshaya has in mind, the pasuk that so baffled the mind of the Chasam Sofer, that there'll be a Torah Chadasha. That Torah Chadasha, Shetia Torah Lamata Kmoshe Hi Iti Lemala. And it'll be like it is with him. With him, meaning with a capital H, up in Shamayim. Ubazeish lefarish mashikosev al tehi boz lechol adam al tehi mafli lechol dover shein lechol adam shein lo shoy shein lechol dover shein lo makom ratzolomar sheim tira beit shamai for Rabbi Shimon shein halacha kibosam al tevazam. Don't in a sense be, you know, condescending, so to speak, or thinking that the Torah of Beit Shamai, the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is second rate. Al tehi maflig lidvarim shenemru bishmam. Don't, in a sense, distance yourself and put out of your mind, put aside the Torah that they say, that the principles that they formulate. Ki ein lecha adam shein lo shah. What does that mean? Shalasid lavo ye halacha kemosam. And therefore, al tomar, one shouldn't say that. That this is a shinui behilchas haTorah, right? Like the Chasam Sofer was bothered by. Al zeh meishiv ein lecha dover shelo makom. Sha'olam ha'elyon yesh makom la'lochos elu shenemru lefi asod v'aruchni. Val kein, kein yeli osid shi'olam behanagosov. So it means that the Torah is fit for the Olam HaRuchni, and our world will eventually be a reflected mirror image of the Olam HaRuchni. And that's called the Torah Chadasha, meaning it's not really a Torah Chadasha, it's the Torah of now. And the acceptance of the principles of, for example, Beit Shammai and Rav Shimon bar Yochai, which are based on the Olam HaElyon. That is the Torah of now. But we have to paskin at this particular juncture, at this particular moment in history, like the Torah that's down here of the Lobo Shamayim Hi, because we're made up of gufos, not just neshamos. But when the world will become pure ruchni and pure sichli, then Enochinami, we're talking about an application of the Torah and the acceptance of the halacha like it is up in Shamayim. Again, many of these concepts are very, very foreign to us, and you know, we can be a little bit skeptical, but we have to present an idea which seems to run through so many of the G'doli Achronim, whether you talk about the Arizal, whether you talk about Rabbi Yonison Ivershitz and the Malbim. I mean, these are from the G'doli Achronim, and they give us this idea that what the pasuk means in Yeshayah Kisora Mi'iti Seitze, it's talking about, as Rabbi Yovan says in the Medrash, Torah Chadasha, that Torah Chadasha is not so Chadasha, says the Baal, but it's a Torah Chadasha in the sense that since Beis Shammai also say MS, Elu V'Elu, now we can take the principle of Ein Lecha Adam Shein Lo Makom, Ein Lecha Adam Shein Lo Shah, and we can apply that here to understand that Beit Shammai, and again we add Rav Shimon bar Yochai, will be the mainstay of halacha liyasid lov. Now it's possible to suggest that the reason why the world today is not ready for Beit Shammai, and certainly not ready for Rav Shimon bar Yochai, is because the world today is a combination of din and chesed. We're not on the level of din. We need the admixture of chesed. However, liyasid lavo, it's possible that we can somehow live up to the standards of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, of course, was the Tana who saw Kulo Torah. You know, there wasn't room for Hanig Bahem Ninig Derech Eretz in the famous Machlokas in Brachos. That level of a higher realm of existence, which is totally spiritual, it doesn't belong to the physical world, that's Rav Shimon bar Yochai. That's not something that's appropriate for our world. You know, Harbi Asu, Kirab Shivar Chai Velo also be on them. They weren't successful. But perhaps we also Lovo, forget about an admixture of Chesed and Din, maybe we could leave on the level of Din. In any event, when it says in the Gemara about Beisil and Beit Shammai that Yotza Basko, Vyomra Elu Vielu Divilikim Chaim, so the language of the Zohar in Vayikra, Perek Vav, or Amud Vav, is Leslan Mila Bel Raisa Di Armin Kulin Chavria Da Hachi Vida Hachi Dlo Ozil Kol Alialter Chad Ulemifu Chad Is Kanashta Kain Kalan Cholim Holchim El Hayom Uksuv Hakol Holech El Mokom Echad. A very challenging and esoteric statement of the Zohar. And the Zohar goes on, Mandi Olim Govar, Kigon Alocha de Hillel, Al Halocha de Shammai, Tiskafi Alocha de Shammai, Tchos Halocha de Hillel, Afal Pidi Elu Velu de Rim Chaim, Elo Leachazo, Domach Lokus Shem Shabbai Mani Tzutze. He goes on to say, the Biragra, Misitra, De Beit Shammai Beisilil, Dina Verachmi. Again, this concept of din and rachmim, Beit Shammai being din and Beisil being rachamim. Techol echad rotza alocha kimoso, liskasher b'alocha darge, and each one represents the connection between the world of halacha and his particular darge, his dimension. V'halachi b'talmud Torah hamachria v'nofik baskol elu v'elu divilikim chaim misitra di'etz chaim. So even though each one is truth, But nevertheless, we need a hachras halacha in Torah, and what we need is the what we call the sitra di Eitz Chaim. Again, these are very esoteric concepts, and he refers to some of the sfarim that we mentioned earlier: Vayakel Moshe, Pesach Einayim, and the Pesach Einayim is the chidah. And he writes that Mishnas Kol Machlokes Shishem Shemayim Sofel Iskayim Zu Machlokes Lo Vishem Shekosav Shamati De Ratzal Lomar De Lebasof Asid Lovo Li Asid Lovo Yiskayim Usvaros Beis Shammai. And then he quotes the Malbim in Parashas Chukas that we saw before, Sha'oz Yis'alu Lo Asid Lovo Yis'alu Akvuros Hareisha Divrem Kayomim V'divrei Elokim Chayim. And this is what it means in the Siyum Mishnayis, Sof Uktzin, Chalas Dvash, Mem Sametamos, as we saw the Mishnah in Uktzin that records Machlok Shin Beit Sham Beit Sel about Chalas Dvash, and at what point are they considered a Mashke, Beis Shamayomim, Bishiacharcha, Bisolomim, Mishirasek, Om Reb Shub Ben Levi, Liosid Lovo, why couldn't it just say if you go through the Mishnah, you'll find that the Mishnah records 316 machlokos between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai. V're'ei Tosfos Sukkah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, T'yomer Lecha Mani Beit Shammai Hu, T'v'shisha Makomos Halacha K'Beit Shammai, Nisharu Eifo Shin Yud Halachos. Right, we started with Shlosh Meos V'Tezayin, and if we're going to subtract, if that means 316, we're going to subtract six cases with halachas like Beit Shammai, then we're left with 310 halachos in which we accept Beit Shammai, Beis Hillel, excuse me, and we reject Beit Shammai Malacha. L'zeh Omrak Oser HaKadosh Baruch L'Hanchil L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik, meaning Bein Beis Hillel Bein Beit Shammai, Kol Shai Olamos Shel Halacha, Shekulim Dira L'Kim Chayim V'Kayom La'ad. So it says that each one is going to inherit the this amount of 310 olamos, and again the number 310 olamos represents those halachos which we accept Beit Shammai, Beis Hillel, and now Liosid Lovo, even the tzad, the second tzadik, meaning Beit Shammai, is going to be accepted with regard to the 310 olamos. L'chein noktu chazal mal omar chada mar olchada demar omar divrei Elokim chayim. If you take the first letter of Divrei, which is a Dalet, and of Elokim, which is an Aleph, and Chaim, which is a Ches, and you rearrange them, you're left with Chada. Right? Because the Ches, the Dalet, and the Aleph. Omar, Omar, Divrei Elokim, Chaim, which is again Chada. In other words, each one said one view, but both represent Divrei Elokim, Chaim. Now, there's a famous machlokas between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai that's recorded in the Mishnah towards the end of the first parak of Brachos, Daf Yud Amud Beis. And there, Beit Shammai, with regard to Kriyat Shema, are willing to accept that at night, Kol Echad Yata V'Yikul, let's take the Pasuk B'Shabachal, literally everyone should be reclining and resting in a lying position at night to recite Kriyat Shema V'Boker Yamot, Shabachal Kumecha. And Beis Hillel say no. Kolan Mkori Kedarko should have left Chavad Derechim. Came Lama Nemar B'Shavuchav Kumecha B'Shosh Bnei Yonim Shofu B'Shosh Bnei Yonim Omdim. Omer Rabbi Tarfan Ani Hayisi Baba Derech V'Itesi Likros Kedivrei Beit Shammai V'Sikanti B'Atzmi Bnei Alistim. In other words, it was during the evening period of time, and he was machmir for Beit Shammai, and he put his life into danger as a result. Amru lo, kedai ha'is halacha v'yatzcha shavart al divrei Beis Hillel. By implementing the halacha of Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel, you deserved the worst. And this ma'isa of Rabbi Tarfon becomes the subject of the Ramchal's discussion in Mesilas Yesharim Perek Chaf, when he's talking about Chasidus. Ma'isa de Rabbi Tarfon yochiach shehichmir lahatos kibet sham v'yomalo kidaya yis alochu b'yasa shavarato de v'yisilel afal pisha machmir hoya. In other words, it's not automatically called and considered chassidus because you take upon yourself a chumrah. V'zeh she'inyan machlokes Beit Shammai Beis Hillel haya inyan kaved li Yisrael mipnei machlokes hagdolah sherovsa b'neihem. V'sof sof nigmar halacha ki Beis Hillel li olam hine kiyuma shel Torah shegmar din zeh yishar b'chol tokef la'ad olam me'olamim. Now the impression you get from the simple, straightforward reading of the Ramchal is that the Nigmar Halacha, the final Halacha, is accepted like Beis Hillel Li'olam, but forever and ever. Li'olam Me'olam means that there'll never be a change. It sounds like the Ramchal is totally ignoring, or, I don't know, deliberately or maybe unaware of this whole school of thought that eventually the Halacha will be like Beis Shammai. And it makes sense, according to the Ramchal, that Rabbi Tarfon, by being mate and being machmir like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel, he violated the halacha, and that halacha is chad mashmei. You know, there's no room for flexibility here, and it's eternal, and it will never be changed. And therefore, he was kedai lochav biatzmecha. Now, if we look at the Avni Elio with regard to Birchas Yotzer Kol, it says, Ubore akol. Now the pasuk itself says ubore ra, but the Gemara tells us in brachos lishnam al yinokat that the Chazal established the nusach habracha to be lishnam al yin instead of making a reference to evil. Ubore akol, God created everything. Al mikomako mashmos echad lahem ki al kol min. What does it mean, shakol nia? If you have, for example, a fruit, it has what's called the shomer lepri. You know, the covering, the peel, and that shomer lepri protects the pri, and it's really not something that is meant to be part of the pri, so to speak, but yet it functions to protect the pri. Vehu etzem abriya shayitzira v'asiya tikun v'amtokalo, and this is all part of gvuros, and also machshava livra b'midas harachami b'midas hadin, meaning gvuro v'achkach shitva b'midas harachmi shenemar b'yom asos Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim nimtza shebitchila. Ubachrona, that means sofa maisa machshavat chila. So at the beginning, there was a thought to create the world b'midas hadin with gvura, and now Hakadosh Baruch had to be mitzaref midas harachamim. And shamati mimori abba gonzal shaosid. We also lovo yia halacha ki Beit Shammai shehem migvuros ki begvuros yesha yimini. So we're going to go back to the original machshava of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So even though now, you know, it's hard to say borei ra because of the lishna ma'aliyah, but nevertheless borei akol shakol niya bidvaro. Everything is created by Hashem. Now, if you look in the Hagos, that's the footnotes on the Ruach Chaim of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, his son, Rabbi Yitzchak mi Volozhin, he says, O sheyomar halome mikol adam afil me'atana shedvar vein la'alocha. That a chacham is a lome mikol adam, even from that tana that we don't paskin like him. Im kol ze yochal lilmod misfaraso totzos chayim la'alocha b'mokom acher. Could be that from the logical premises of that tana, the tana which is rejected, la'alocha, nevertheless you would derive certain true absolute principles that you can apply elsewhere. The Alze Omar, and this is what the Mishnah says later on in Perek Dalad Mi Masech Tov, she'ein lecha adam she'ein lo shok, ki liyosid ye'alocha ki beit shamay v'gam achshav ein lecha dover she'ein lo mokom v'yim hadvarim d'chuyim kanim kol zes for us nechonu v'tov mokom acher. In other words, when the Mishnah says "Ein lecha adam shein lo makom," you can take Beit Shammai and you can say that even now we pasken like Beit Shammai. What does it mean? We don't pasken like Beit Shammai, but it means there's certain elements in the logical approach of Beit Shammai which we can extract and apply elsewhere. And for that, you have to be a brilliant chacham. And now, finally, we wanted to see the Likutei Torah on Korach. He quotes the Arizal that lost in Lovo, Bizman HaMashiach will paskin like Beit Shammai. And that's what it means, Sofa Liskayim, Liskayim Mamish. Lachaini says, Rotza Korach Lasos Gam Achshov Me'agvuros Ikar. What Korach wanted to do, his agenda, was that we introduce the Gvura as being primary even now. Let's not wait till the Mashiach comes. V'zeo inyan talis shekula tcheles v'ein tzarch lechutim sheheim amshachos shehu b'mchinas chesed. Right? If the talis itself is kula tcheles, why do we need the chesed of the chutim? We already have the talis itself is chesed. In other words, we add the chut of tcheles as chesed to gvura, because the beged itself is gvura. But if on the other end the beged is kula tcheles, then there's no gvura and there's no need to add chesed to gvura. He says The second parash of Kriyat Shema is Bechinas Gvur, Afal Piken Yesh Bo Shem Ayin Beis Shehu Bechinas Chesed. Ach Be'emesh Agam Beroa Ki Anhoga Zu I Efshal Lios Ki Im Achar Shlemus Habirurim Shemi Olam Atou Shehu Bechinas Gvura Kshiz Bara Sigim Legamre Harei Oz Gam Ayetzar Ma Bechinas Gvur Yishapech Lios Tov Ma'ot. In the future, we will be able to perceive and comprehend that the midah of the Yetzer Hara is really, although it's called Gvura, it would be considered Tov Miot. So we consider it something as evil, as negative, but it'll be positive. Mashen Ken Achshav, but today, Hayom La'Sosam Yagvuros, you can't just take the Gvura and consider it like it's Tov Miot. Yesh yinika l'chitzonim, again, what that means is esoteric, but that somehow connects the gvura that exists to some sort of forces of evil. So in yetzahara, l'chein, hachasodim en ikar v'agvuros, afil v'kdusha, tzorch li'tzichim li'os tfeilim l'gavi hachasodim. Now, since these gvuros connect somehow and give rise to chitzonim, therefore we have to control and discipline, overcome these gvuros, and that's done through the midah of chesed. L'chein aloch beis hillel, we must paskin like beis hillel. Af shemachlokes beis shamay hoy l'shem shamayim, afal pikein beis hillel is ikar, and beit shamay mokum beis hillel in a mishnah. And that's what it means in the Gemara in Shabbos. V'osa yom ha'hil kofu v'yakashal Yisrael. And he says that li osid dafka hushis alu agvuros vainu dafka achar shenichnu lechasodim. Somehow at the end of days, the chesed will overpower the gvuros, and and the Gevuras will no longer be powerful. We don't have to now use Beis Hillel to trump the Gevuros. V'zeu inyan Beis Shammai. And he quotes the Gemara of Elu V'Elu, the Gemara of Yevamos Adaf Yudalit. Korach lo nichna l'chein ho'elom apolo. Now let's take a look at Rav Levi Yitzchok Mivarditchev on the Pasuk in Tillim, Shiru Hashem Shir Chadash, Tilaso B'Kahal Chasidim. Bo Yivur HaPasuk, Yishayet Hesvav, Ki Kasha Shamayim HaChadosh V'Arts HaChadosha, Ubo Yivur V'Torah Chadosha Me'iti Seitze. HaKlal Hu, Ki Alocha, sorry, ki ha borei baruch hu bara alma b'midas avu b'midas hayira. The creation was an integration of both ava and yira. Al zeh merumas hamitzvah shel prikas masa. The element of ava is symbolically represented by prikas masa, in which we alleviate the suffering and the burden on the back of the animal. And b'midas hayira al zeh merumas mitzvah shel mechias amalek. But the mitzvah of mechias amalek is the mitzvah of yira. U'mitzvahs kan tzipa merumas al midas hatiferes. Okay, then there's a third concept called tiferes, and that is symbolically personified by the mitzvah of kan tzipa. Shumarumas al midas harachmin imtzah shitzorch lavanes habore baruchu im haTorah v'chalil lavanes habore baruchu b'ezamidas shalol pitorach hasvishalom. So the Kedushas HaLevi gives a whole musashmus here about we have to be very careful to observe and serve Hashem through the Torah, not to serve Him through certain midos and we don't worship midos, we worship HaKadosh Baruch. Vine yadua machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai ki Beis Shammai hi midas hadin Beis Hillel midas harachamim. Machlaset tamen aloch ki Beis Hillel ki rov chazal sheha olam tzorch l'midas hachesed v'lazos kavu aloch ki Beis Hillel kidei l'snaig ha'olam b'midas hachesed. So insofar as Beis Hillel are paradigmic of chesed and the world has to operate through chesed, we paskin like Beis Hillel. And that's called Kavu Alokhi Beis Hillel. Nitzlefizeh, the Bias Gol B'meiriv Meinu Amen, when the Mashiach will come, Yizgal Midas Beit Shammai. Ki Oz, Ein Tzarech Olam Midas HaChesed, at the end of days, at the time of the redemption, the Mashiach, we won't need Midas HaChesed. V'adin Yishapik L'Rachamin, because Din itself will be Rachamin. And therefore, Yipsak Alokhi Beit Shammai. So again, we have another source that waves this flag of the Arizal that Liosid Lover will paskin like Beis Shammai. B'zeu haTorah Chadosha Me'iti Seitze L'chor Kosha Heich Shaych Lomal haTorah Mila Chadosha Ki Ein Hishtanus B'Torah L'fi Dvarenu Yitochen Ki Ze Ein Dover Chadosh Mamish Ki Dibre Beis Shammai K'suvim B'Torah Shebal Peh Ata. In other words, we're not creating a new Torah because even the approach and the formulations of Beit Shammai are written in Torah Shebal Peh, they're incorporated in Torah Shebal Peh now, even though we paskin la locha like Beit Shammai, like Beis Hillel, but liyosid lavo, that Torah that's incorporated into Torah Shebal Peh, the emes of Beit Shammai, that will be the source for halacha lemais, will paskin like Beit Shammai. Ki ikar kabo sha'olam tzarech lesnaig b'ezem mida Kain hapsak halach gam kain baze amido v'nimtza she'ikar toli v'bnei Yisrael k'moshon paskinon. And the way we paskin down here on earth, kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyocho b'snaig baze amido imbriosov. And now he swings back to the pasuk that we started with in Tehillim. Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash. Hech yochol liol Shir Chadash. Ach machma sheti loso b'kahal chasidim. Kshanach mahalin oso b'midas hachesed, me'orin midas hachesed. As we praise God and glorify Him as the source of all chesed, that creates his orus of midas haches, that chesed should be bestowed upon the earth. And that's the tiloso bekal chasidim here in this pasuk. Lasid lovo, we don't have this distinction between midas haches and midas adin, and even din and even gvura is chesed, and therefore we can paskin like Beis Shammai. Now, what I'd like to do with you, again, this is going to be a challenge, is the Noam Elimelech of Lizhinsk in Parshas Vayikra. He says, on the pasuk in Tehillim, Ata Hashem liolam teshev, ki ata with an ayin bavonoseinu rabim, now due to our sins, Hashchina begalus, Shechina went out with us into the exile. Kshakodesh Baruch Hu rotzel ledin es Yisrael tzarch berov rachmav lamon mikisei din v'leishev aleim bekisei rachamim. So in the world that we know as it exists today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu must shift from the midas, from the kisei adin to the midas harachamim. Otherwise, how are we going to survive? But again, the pasuk of David HaMelech says, "Liolam atashem liolam teshev." Oh, that pasuk is referring to Liyasid love, Liyasid love. Yiyakulam rachamim gemurim v'loitzarech lamod mikisei din klal shanos mikisei lekisei. This is what David HaMelech is praying for. He's saying, "Atashem liolam teshev," meaning we want a situation which you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't have to shift from the kisei Hadin to the kisei arachmim. Al zeis palel at Hashem liolam teishiv kischal udavadod ikas shchinas kvodo yisparchu al atzadikim vispalel lemar afal pichin ismatu adoros im harishonim afal pichin yia kischal leinim chol davadar berov chazdecha berov rachamecha techofef aleinu or shchinascha ame. And what the Noam Elimelech is praying for is that even though now the midah of the kisei of chesed is really related to the tzaddikim and only to the tzaddikim, and the shechina with its chesed is connected to the tzaddikim, but the tefillah of the Noam Elimelech is that despite the fact that we're not like the Rishonim are kemalachim, and we're hardly kibnei adam, and nevertheless, kisacha aleinu b'chol dor v'dobro rachamim, we ask Hashem that your shechina should be berov rachamim in the same way it is for tzaddikim, even though we are not tzaddikim. So there was a hashras hashechina and a kisei covered in earlier generations. We're asking for that same quality and intensity of Shechina and Kisei HaKavod and Rachamim today, as if we were on the level of the Rishonim. Now, we mentioned before the Gemara in Brachos that gets very, very upset about someone who implements the Halacha Kedirei Beit Shammai. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Omer Osa Kedirei Beit Shammai Chayev Misa. And then he quotes the Mishnah that we studied before about Rabbi Tarfon, where the Chachamim said to Rabbi Tarfon, Kedai Hayis alochu biasmucha shavarta al divrei beis hil. And here we want to take a look at the kovetz shiurim of Rabbi Chanan Vasim, and he says nimtza kasa b'sfarim shel asid lovo yeh alocha kivet shamai v'nira tam lozeh doha beit shamai mechadadei tfei de'a emes kidivrem. In truth, Beit Shammai were endowed with a more profound and sharp intellect, and they hold the truth. But we're not on that level that we can understand, where we can plummet the depths of Beit Shammai and understand the Shita. Rabbi Meir Kamoso, like the Gemara says about the generation of Rabbi Meir, no one's on his level of Shol Yochlu Lamed Al Sof Taita, but we weren't able, we weren't profound enough to understand his depths. Mishmachi and Alocha Ki Beit Shammai. The reason why we don't paskin like Beit Shammai says the Kovetz Yomer of Elchanan. Dein L'Dain Al Masha Ein Of Ros. We can only paskin like Alocha that we understand, that we comprehend, we can grasp. But Lasid Lavo, then there'll be a fulfillment of what the pasuk says. Umolar Dea Es Hashem is then Yisbar Hashem Es Kibet Shammai. Then and only then we'll be able to comprehend, appreciate, and grasp the Shita Beit Shammai, which is pure Emes. The Alkein Yu Aloch Yeh Aloch Kemosan. Because again, we always pass like the one that we accept the logic and the principles of Mikomakom Ata. But now he says Avshe Adu Alanu, even though we know that Beit Shammai Yom Machadet Etvei Vaymes Kedivreim, but nevertheless Ein Aloch Kemosan, because Ein L'Dain Olamash Ein Avroas Lefi Da'atenu Vasagasenu Sheyesh Lanu Ata Nir Yosef Divrei Beis Hillel. Right now, according to the capacity of our intellect, we understand the Shita Beis Hillel, and we don't, we're not able to go all the way down to the profound level of comprehending Beis Shammai. So therefore we have to pass in like Beis Hillel. So in essence, let's go back a step to the Kedushas HaLevi, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted to create the world in such a way that we would be able to exist on the level of Din, and therefore we could accept Beis Shammai. Just that, as a matter of fact, our world cannot exist with Din. We need the Anhaga of Chesed. We need that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go Lefnim Mishuras HaDin. But eventually, the world will be Mitukan. There'll be a rectification process in which the Yetzer will be Batal Lagamre. We won't need the Anhaga of Chesed. We don't need Lefnim Mishuras HaDin. And the world will operate based on Midas HaDin, not Lefnim Mishuras HaDin, but Lifnim Mishuras HaDin, but Midas HaDin, and will be Zocha to Kol Tuv, even through Midas HaDin, everything will be fine. At that point, we could paskin like Beit Shammai. Well, now, if that be the case, maybe we could begin to understand why, as we saw in the Gemara in Brachos, they were so machmir on the behavior pattern of Rabbi Tarfon when he implemented the halacha like Beis Shammai. Why such severe response? Why so harsh? And the answer is, since Chazal understood that this world needs desperately Midas HaChesed, therefore they were kover the halacha like Beis Hillel, so that there would be a hesnagus, a hanhog of the olam of Midas HaChesed. At the time of Bias Goel, then we'll see the Midah, there'll be a revelation, so to speak, of the Midah of Beit Shammai. And with that manifestation, we don't need the Midas HaChesed of Beis Hillel. And the Din Yisapech. Now Rachamim is no longer the way the Din should go. We're going to paskin halacha like Beit Shammai. Now it's very interesting that this concept that perhaps something which belongs to a higher world will come into fruition, liosid lavo, at the end of days of the time of Mashiach, this might have another manifestation, another expression in terms of the relationship between the Levium and the Kohanim. You know, now we know that the Mila and the Kedusha of Kohanim supersedes that of the Levium. However, according to one of the Mekubalim, the Imre Yosef, back in Parshas Toldos, he claims that Liosid Lavo, the Mila of the Levium, will be greater than the Mila of the Kohanim. And again, that's because we'll have an Ahogas Olam B'Midas HaDin, if the Levium represent Din and the Kohanim represent Rachamim. So we have a very consistent picture here in terms of what goes on now and what will go on at the end of days. Gemara in Erev and Adaf Yud Gimel and Beis records a machlokes between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai that extended over a period of 3 years' time. And Halolu Omer Maloch Kmosenu, Halolu Omer Maloch Kmosenu. Each one was claiming that Halach is like us. Yotza Baskov Yomer Eilu Velu Divilikim Chayim. But Halach Kibbeis Hillel. Now, if we pass like Beis Hillel and against Beit Shammai, so how can you possibly say Elu Velu Divrei L'Kim Chayim? But the answer is, based on the Arizal, that we understand the depths of what's going on over here, because BMS in this world, you know, with the kiyum of the world, the existence of the world is dependent upon midas hachesed. Halacha is like Beis Hillel, but liyasid lavo, when the hanahag of this world will be based on midas hadin, then halacha goes like Beis Shammai, and that's what it means. Elu ve'elu divrei L'Kim Chayim, because in this world, as we know it today, the halacha is Beis Hillel, but liyasid lavo, the halacha will be like Beis Shammai, and perhaps we can now understand why there's such a severe and harsh response to someone who, while we're still in the framework of Olam Hazeh, will paskin like Beit Shammai, will do the halacha like Beit Shammai, because then you're undermining the midas hachesed, and the Olam is not miskayim, cannot exist without the mid of chesed. Lasid lavo, then the hanhaga will be b'midas hadin, and the halacha will be like Beit Shammai. Because Beit Shammai, the roots of Beit Shammai is Midas Adin, that's the Shoresh. But if a person already in this world implements the halacha like Beit Shammai, he's basically demonstrating that he's already, you know, he belongs to the Olam Haba. He belongs to not a physical and gufni world, but a ruchni and sichli world. And therefore, he really puts himself into the anhaga of Midas Adin. By paskin like Beit Shammai, he is aligning himself, so to speak, integrating himself into the Midah of Beit Shammai, which is the Midah of Din. And if he's mamshech al atzmo, if he pulls onto himself, he brings onto himself the Midah of Din, he's mischai benafsho. Because ein tzadik baretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. Nobody deserves to live. Everyone is guilty of some sin, and therefore forfeits his right to live. Elo what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs midas chesed. But this individual is experiencing or living the life and the behavior pattern of midas hadin. If that be the case, he doesn't have any possibility of survival, because no one could survive the midas hadin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we must have desperately midas harachamim in this world. And therefore, we have to be mekayim halacha like Beis Hillel to bring upon ourselves the midas hachesed, because the shoresh, the root of Beis Hillel, is the midah of chesed. So, just going back to the beginning, we started with the Mishnah in Avos in the fifth perek. We said that the paradigm of machlokes l'shem shamayim, which is sofa l'skayim, is machlokes shin hillel and shamay. We spoke about the Gemara in Erevin of Elu Velu Divrei L'Kim Chayim, and the fact that Lasid Lavo, we will paskin like Beit Shammai. And this is something that appears over and over again in the Sfarim. We saw it in the Pesach Einayim, we saw it in the Aras Dvash, we saw it in the Malbim. Again, there was some skepticism on the part of the Chassam Sofer. Could it be that Halacha will change? And the emphasis here of the Malbim is on this pasuk in Yeshayahu, ki sora me'iti seitze, which according to the statement of Rabbi Ovin in the Medrash is Torah Chadosha me'iti teitze. And the answer is that there are two worlds here. There's a world of Olam Hazeh, which is a combination of Guf and Neshama, which needs desperately a midas harachamim, chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for that we must accept the halacha in the context of this world like Beis Hillel, whereas the Osid Lavo, when we belong to a world in which there's no Yetzirah, in the world of Sichlius and Ruchnius, then we can paskin with the Anhag of Midas Adin and the Emes of Beit Shammai. But on the other hand, we did point out that the Kovet Shiurim of Rabbi Chanan seems to assume that the reason why we're passing like Beit Shammai is because, like Beis Hillel today, is because we don't really comprehend. We're not yored l'sof daitum shel Beit Shammai, but liyosid lavo, then it'll be mola aretz dea, and then we'll be able to appreciate and comprehend the shita of Beit Shammai and accept halacha like Beit Shammai. Kein yiratzon v'meir v'yomenu, amen.